And let me let people in now. Okay, now.
Okay, meeting called to order at 6 o'clock. Okay. Additions to the agenda.
I actually have one. And I had originally put it on the tentative. It's a standard grant agreement, a highway grant that needs approval. And it is for work on, it's through Eric Pope, Willoughby Lake Road, and Newark Road. So it looks like one that was pre-planned.
Yeah, that's the one that they
Music,
just
oh,
paved.
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So we need a, if that could, if the select
We
board
need
could,
a signature.
yes.
Yeah.
If we could add that to the agenda.
I'll make a motion to add the grant agreement for V-Trans. Second.
All over
there. Aye.
And then we do have a hand up here. Isaiah motioned and Jason second.
Yep.
Grant. Okay, to add it. Donna DeZugis is asking a question. May I?
Yeah.
Donna?
Thank you for recognizing me. Elaine, you got the notice from NEK Broadband about the select board needing to approve the right of way of the three poles in
I
the
did, and I spoke to whoever sent that to me from NEK, and he said, well, something came today for NEK, but I spoke to NEK. They said it could go on the next agenda as a warned
That's what I
item.
was thinking myself
Being a
because
warned
I
item.
see the dates way out.
Yeah.
It's not like it's
So
quick.
that's why he
Well,
had said.
they just, Kitty asked me to bring it back up tonight just in case, because it's just like with Comcast when you added it to your agendas when they added that wire under
I think
the.
David's made his decision.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know, it's community broadband.
Which we understand, and whomever sent that to me, I did touch base with them and they said next
What
agenda.
happens is, if it wasn't, I read some of it in the words that it looks to me like this isn't going to happen until fall, August or so. So we have time between now and then to have another, in other words, put it on the next meeting.
No,
That,
actually,
yeah.
it's not. The thing is, what's holding it up was the fact we could get it done sooner, that now you're adding 2 weeks to people being able to be actually hooked up. Just so you know, I'm trying to help you understand it, but it was Jeffrey that reached out to you,
Okay.
and so anyway, Kitty has an appointment with Elaine tomorrow, and she'll help clarify things for Elaine, because the community broadband will serve the community better than a for-profit one. So just so you got to keep that in mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're all set to move
Yeah.
on. Justice of the Peace,
If
independent
can I
judgment.
say the justice of the
Yeah,
peace?
go ahead.
So anybody can run for justice of the peace. They will be on the elections this year in November. Paperwork is due next Monday if you're independent to be on the ballot. And if it's a party caucus, which I probably would have received already, it's due July 27th. But Monday is the deadline for that. So I just want people to know that.
Okay. The next one's treasurer, June year-to-date financial and cash flow.
Yes, so I wanted to present the June because it's mid-year, which is always a nice place to pull up and take a look at things. We had some. I want to start with the cash projection. I'm saying in July we're going to have in the operating account, but there's going to be a slight deficit. It's really a timing issue in terms of some large bills we've gotten, namely the paving, the sand, and the magnesium. So the cash is going to take a dip that month, and I'm not, it's not an alarm, it's just I need to plan for it. So there's some funds I'd like to move that are owed to the general fund from the paving fund for the 20% that the town provided, and the loan payment we made on the truck this year. So I'd like permission to transfer those funds. It's about 52,000 into the general fund. Additionally, we just paid you, it's in the AP listing for payments, is the paving bill that just came in. That was about $150,000. and that's being flayed out, and that's really what's driving this downward spike. Once that check clears, I can submit that for reimbursement, and then it's really just up to how long, what's the payment cycle with the state, and I can chase that to keep that going. But that will give us a good, once that comes in and it's clear sailing again, I just don't know what the time is for that payment. So after that, I mean, the tax bills are going to go out in August, and there's usually some good payment activity right at the get-go. I think we'll be clear sailing after that, but it's just getting through July, in the first part of August.
So you need a motion to transfer money from the
Transfer money from the equipment and the paving funds as reimbursement to the general fund. The money that the general fund is fronted for operational costs and those areas.
I'm going to make that motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
How much we need? I think we sort of need a number.
Is it 52?
You could say not to exceed 53,000.
Okay, Bill made the motion, Isaiah seconded. And as reimbursement for funds initially covered from
Yeah, I mean,
those.
we're usually in this situation. We've gone, because we've been operating this year, and we don't get the tax, the 26 tax year for the August, September, October. So it always gets stretched a little bit at this point. It was just the timing on those
Yeah,
big
big enough big bills
big bills.
on
No.
if they were paved in August, probably wouldn't.
We wouldn't even be talking about it. No. On the other side, just year to date, math is nice and easy. We're at 6 months into the year. The general fund expenses are at 48% of plan, so it's 2% favorable. And the highway budget expenses are at 49% of plan. So we're spot on both of those for being midway through the year. We will see some, we just talked about. July is going to be an expensive month because of the paving, the sand, the magnesium. And next year, by budget season, we'll probably talk about timing of things more, just so we know when this is coming. But otherwise, the transfer station is tracking really well. The deficit halfway through the year is less than half of what the deficit was of June last year. So those changes we put in place are starting to pay off.
That John, what do you got tomorrow? That's it.
That's it.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so listers. Notice from Office of Property and Valuation and Review concerning mandated reappraisal. Also, Act 68 noted require a full reappraisal every 6 years.
So you went through this before. Mary's not here because she had already sent in this detailed reappraisal compliance plan, and we have that plan. You've hired the assessors. The plan is in place. So she will resend that to them or fill out a new one. And we just want it came to the municipal officials, so we just want to make sure you're.
Okay, so now we got new business. Animal dog officer, domestic livestock ordinance, and emotional support and services. It's the animal officer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess you guys have some issues with some cattle here, and I didn't even know anything about it. So the sheriff's department talked to whoever. I think Elaine, did they talk to you?
They
They
talked
talked
to the
to,
board, yeah.
about adopting this ordinance that the state came up with back in 2024. And it's to be clear, it is with regards to hobby farms. Are there even any agriculture dairy farms left in Westmore? There are. Okay.
Yes.
So it does not pertain to somebody who's licensed with the Department of Agriculture and like has a dairy farm and they're shipping milk, or they have a beef farm and they're selling beef. This is for the people who throw chickens in their backyard, people who throw a couple of pigs in their backyard. It's really surrounding that, and it's very it's you guys have a copy of it. I think you guys already wrote the fine amounts in, which are great.
I had grabbed them from Charleston for them. They had
Okay.
asked.
Yeah, those are average.
Okay, so you had asked that, Isaiah.
Yeah, those are the average. I mean, the dog fines are minimal, $25, right? But if we have to go and deal with
Okay.
Whole Foods or larger livestock, then absolutely those fines should be happier, which they are near taken Charleston's ordinance. If you guys want to adopt this ordinance, I'm happy to enforce it. That's really mostly what I deal with is people who have chickens that let the chickens wander and crap on the neighbor's property. That's usually my biggest complaint with Derby, Coventry, the other towns that have this in place.
I think
I
ours
have,
was cows and horse,
yeah.
wasn't it? Yeah,
I have had
ours.
a couple. We had to trap some
And
Highlander
they're
cow,
there this year.
Coventry last year on the
Different
airport road, but
horses. The horses are older.
yeah,
But the horse,
horses
they live
loose off
there.
in here.
Huh?
Are there horses loose off
Last
in
year?
here?
No.
Mm-hmm.
The horses look fine to me. They stay in put. I go
Okay.
by
Last
them.
year is a different person that had different horses, okay.
and they were out
Yeah.
alone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
because he
saw
just had
them
a
telling you
pony
guys that
and
cows
gals
didn't hear
there.
last year.
Because the other one was just cows and
Yeah, they were cool.
pony.
Yeah, one do you want to
May I
look?
ask a question?
What? Listen.
May I ask a
Go ahead.
question? So if they're registered with, you said the agricultural.
If it's an agriculture practice, if they are milking cows or they're raising beef and they're licensed with the Department of Agriculture, if they're recognized by the Department of Ag as an agricultural business, this does not pertain to them.
And if there's a complaint from somebody, we would just ask, are you registered? Because I don't know that everybody
You
knows who
have to
is or
find that
isn't.
information out. I mean, basically, if they're selling products from their farm, they're registered,
Okay.
they're licensed. If somebody's got, a dozen chickens in their backyard, or they're raising a couple pigs to put in their own freezer, this pertains to them.
Or they have a couple cows in their backyard.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So the fine amount you guys wrote in that we're putting here,
Those are on the last page if you wanted to see them.
yeah, there's a blank page if you guys want them, there's a blank page there. You can change them if you want to, it's fine. The really the big thing is the on this is the amount of time and how many offenses. So for the most part, I think on the towns I work for, it's 3 times within 12 months. So if they offend once or twice in 2026 and then don't reoffend again until 2027, then it starts over. They're the fine and the
Yeah.
whole ticketing piece starts over. Guess that's pretty much it. It was the fine amounts and the waiver amounts that you have to write in and put the municipality in there in 2 different spots. But as with any other ordinance, you have to put this out to the public and
60 days newspaper. Well, I'd have to retype it for them for next meeting if they wanted to.
So I basically, if you guys want to feel the need to put this in place for us more, I'm happy to enforce it to the best of my ability. I haven't had a lot of complaints here, but it was brought to my attention by the sheriff's department. I haven't listened to that in last year. So the other thing I want to talk about really quickly is I know we have signs at the North Beach that say no dogs. I am basically going to tell you guys I'm going to refuse to go to the North Beach. I was humiliated and screamed at and swore at the other day. I came down here and told Elaine about it. I was so upset. And everybody is now saying that their dog is a service dog. Nothing I can do. My hands are sore.
I actually have a question about
Yeah,
that.
go ahead.
So I was on Vermont's, not that they didn't berate you. I was on Vermont's site. And so the guidance on their site says that if you tell them that you cannot have a dog and they say it's a service dog, you are not allowed to ask about the person's disability.
Correct.
However, you are allowed to ask what services the dog performs.
Yes.
And if they say it's an emotional support dog,
You can still kick them off because emotional support dogs are not recognized by Vermont state as a service animal.
But then you jump into the whole piece that you're allowed to ask them what the what services the dog provides, but they don't have to show any proof.
Right, but if they, but a lot of people, it seems to me, doesn't know that Vermont doesn't recognize emotional support dogs. So if they say it's an emotional support dog, then you can get their name and say that's not covered, and they can be asked if they can be told to leave, and if they don't leave, they can be trespassed, is my understanding. Now, the next time they come in, if they breed and get smarter, we have to go back and say, well, last week your dog was an emotional support dog, today it's a seeing eye dog. So I guess, yeah, that's a hard one for me. Knowing that a lot of people are using the emotional support dog as their reasoning. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. And I don't know, and again, this is a bigger conversation for probably another time, but do we change our ordinance to allow it first thing in the morning and then not during the day because maybe people will stop bringing them during the day and get their exercise their dog in the morning. I don't know. But that's
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, but it's the last 4 or 5 times I've been to the beach and approached people that had dogs on the beach. It never goes well. And some of them are out-of-staters, and some of them have been with people that I actually know. So,
I think Cam Devereaux had the same problem when he was in charge of the beach patrol or whatever. It came.
the guy I dealt with the other day wasn't even going to answer my questions. Like, asked him what his service dog did, and he, yeah, it was not a fun experience.
Well, maybe next year we'll charge to park at the beach and then we have more control.
There you go.
Oh, true.
Well, if you charge people to park at the beach, you're obviously going to have somebody there.
I got a better idea, Bill. The hell with this charging at the beach. Put a fence up on the beach and then charge them to use the actual beach.
Oh boy. Well, you ought to been around when we put that little wall up.
Anyway, it's a
Okay,
tough one,
there
and
was all kinds of
long
comments on that one.
conversation. I know when.
You remember it, Bill? There were
Yeah.
comments, weren't there? There
No,
were plenty of them.
yeah, nobody liked that one.
I just wanted to make sure Elaine got some emails this
No. Yeah. Okay. Are we all set? You all set, everybody? Okay.
So I'll retype it and bring it back next week, and then you can make your decision.
You said other towns have the same
Yeah,
format.
Derby adopted it. Coventry adopted it. Charleston has it. I'm not even over Charleston, but Charleston did as well because they've had some livestock issues.
Coventry as well, too, right?
Oh, big time in Coventry. Yeah,
Yeah.
Highland cattle running up and down Airport Road. But yeah, so Derby, Westmore, Charleston, Barton and Orleans are entertaining it, but there's not a lot of livestock in the village. But yeah, so there's just a lot of people out there that want to have some chickens and ducks and geese or whatever, and some cattle maybe, and pigs in their backyard to raise for themselves. And there's the people that are responsible, and then there's the ones that aren't. So
Okay, we're all set.
thank you, Renee.
Thank
Yeah, you're
you.
welcome.
Okay. The next one is Steve and Nancy List, Municipal Impact Questionnaire Certification of Municipal Services Act for Act 250 application is continued.
And have one there, and it's pretty simple. It's we don't provide fire protection, we don't provide police protection, then who provides it? And we would name Westmore Firemen's Association as of today, and the Orleans Sheriff's Department, I guess, as of today. And then would the deficiencies occur without this project? I'm not sure. If you could tell me what
That question
I
mean?
stopped there, I said, what are they talking about? Sorry.
And I guess, would you need fire protection and police protection without, with or without
With or without.
without it? And we would, so
So,
it's.
yeah, so either way, it's in place for that reason. Okay. Sorry, I did this when I was tired. If they're deficient, then it goes a comment to many projects. Does the project create burdens which are disproportionate to taxes and user fees to be paid to the municipality? I thought that might be an answer, a select board question.
Should
And
we hear what the project is
oh, sorry.
before
Oh,
we get too
sorry.
far into this so that we know what we're in for?
Oh, it was at the top of the thing, which I had emailed to all of you, but
Right here.
yeah.
Want to read it though? Yeah.
Could you share it verbally since we don't have access to video?
I basically just read it. Fire protection, police protection, rescue, road maintenance, solid waste disposal.
I mean, can you share what the project is that the person's
Oh.
applying for the Act 250?
It's at Fox Hall, we're planning to have an event center. Right now, we can't have any public events there. People have asked us, can I do a workshop? Can you do things? We say no. And then also, the high school was thinking about having a dance there. That was the option, and we said no. And then weddings, we're planning to have some weddings there. My wife is working. When we both retire, we want to keep busy doing something, and we've been busy doing flowers, and then we want to do some more events, share our place with the community. So lots of small events and some big events, and that's a plan.
So it
Yeah,
would
looks
very
pretty
cool.
straightforward and simple on the questionnaire.
Any questions, Jason?
So answer no to any disproportionate.
Well, just the way the next, if you answer no to any questions, explain the sort of solid waste.
I just put municipality does not provide on fire, police, rescue. Then I put, the Firemen's Association and New Orleans Department.
That sounds right.
So basically, they're asking that if we could, so really asking if we collect enough taxes from Fox Hall to cover our costs if they do additional events. And if not, should there be an impact fee charged to them?
No.
Are there
I
extra
guess.
costs to the town, is what it's
Yeah.
asking.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I
And
guess
that's a yes or a no.
I have one question. Are you talking 200,000 people in your event, or are you talking 200 people? That would make a big difference.
most events would be like 10 people in a workshop or something like that. And a few times a year, we'll have a wedding. We're not in it to make money. We're into something to do to retired engineers. Keep busy.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And we want to share our place. Our place is really pretty. And we have a flower farm, and we want to share it with people, and have workshops and whatever the community would. But we're not in the business to make money. We're in business to retire
Very
and
cool.
join with the community.
Okay, so are we all set? Do I have a entertain a motion?
Hey, folks, one second.
What Tim Hayes is asking to speak.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. 3 years ago, the list submitted an Act 250 permit for a wedding barn proposal. I'm not sure the town even knows about this, okay? They never talked to any neighbors. They submitted an Act 250 proposal for 150 people, 150 person weddings for 34 weeks a year. Okay, that's spring, summer, and fall. Okay, so he's backtracking, saying small events, small this, small that, not looking to make any money. It's bullshit. What they want to do is the Notch House of the North. Okay, we're talking 150 people, 150 person wedding. There's no water. There's no facilities on site at all. Okay, this is another attempt at this scam. Okay, and you all need to be aware of this. This is nonsense. It doesn't belong here.
Well noted.
Thank you.
I had my hand up.
Donna would like to speak.
Okay.
Go ahead, Donna.
I just think it would be very wise of the town to run this run that municipal questionnaire past your attorney, because if I don't think you're familiar enough with the Act 250 process, because the Coles never filled that out, and they should have, because they are drain on our resources of the town. And when you're talking about, is it costing the town any money? Well, we are paying for the fire department. So it is costing the town money. So when you enlarge the town without commercial zoning, you are raising our taxes disproportionately to regular people that only use their place to live in. So it's something you've never filled out that questionnaire before. You let the Coles get their land permit use without it because no one looked into it. So as a taxpaying citizen, I would definitely appreciate if you could run this past your town attorney as far as what this questionnaire means and what role it plays in the Act 250 process. It's just a matter of being informed.
I second that, Don, 100%.
Thank you.
150 people at a wedding. Think of the traffic. Where are they going to stay? Think about the impact on the North Beach in the summertime, with 150 people going up and down Peen Hill Road. Okay, this is what these people are asking you to buy off on. This is a pig and a poke. Do not be blind. Act 250 will flush it out. Last time, 3 years ago, they had all kinds of issues. Not the least of which, they tried to do it in the dead of night on a weekend, filed the application, never told anybody. And we were a week away from being saddled with this nonsense. And we saved the lake. We saved this area because concerned citizens got involved. And we will again. Do not be fooled. This is absolutely going to be what they're proposing is the same thing that's at the south end with the Notch House. That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
I mean, with the girls' team, with 500 girls, they're all somewhere when I was growing up. It's pretty calm over there now compared to the heyday of that place.
That was pretty well run, too, weren't it?
Yeah, there was horses in the road all the time.
I would like to hear from the gentleman who filed the Act 250 permit to see if what is stated in the Act 250 permit is what you just described to us, or if it's 36 weddings a year.
He's exaggerated.
Okay, so yeah. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Can you provide us a copy of the Act 250 permit so we can see what it says for ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Then my recommendation is that we don't make a decision until we can confirm what is in the Act 250 request to make to see what is what is actually being requested.
And then also, we're going to buy out of town.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
Because then, you know, he'll tell us what Act 250, what can be done there, you know.
Yeah.
This is part of the thing you had to do for Act 250, right?
Yeah, this is the one that part. It is a big 34-page document.
Yeah.
But if you want a copy of that.
And you have to come to the town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have Nancy email it to me and I'll distribute it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you filed for a new Act 250 permit?
I'm not sure.
We got to cut it off.
Yeah, we'll review the application once it's provided to us, and then bring it up again.
Okay, right. Okay, let's build a code of conduct and social prepared by Riverside School students.
And you have that in front of you. You have a black and white copy. They also have a very pretty color copy of what you have, but the code is the same. So the students were asking to put it by the select board. And then they would like us to post it on the website and use it around, I guess. I'm not sure exactly, but if you approved it, I guess they're giving permission to use the pictures and the code of conduct.
They wanted to make use of the work that they had done and for us to be able to post their things around town or, in appropriate places, Kids did a lot of work on it. It was pretty good.
So I didn't give you the whole package, but it is very pretty. Use the natural environment responsibly. I'm not sure that signs this small will make an impact. I don't know, but.
Well, like some of the hiking trail that they just did do.
Oh, true. I'll work across the way.
That might be a good idea for a few of them.
Yeah.
Park your cars in the right place. Mm-hmm. Abide by signs. So they did do a good.
So I guess what's the request? That we allow them to post them, that we provide funds to make more?
They had contacted they contacted me and wanted to know if we could do this, and it had to go before the select board before we could post anything. I mean, I can post them and do that. And it was a good project for the kids. And the pictures, I think he says those that are in color will get more attention. And I mean, I thought they were really good.
I would make, and they're much brighter than those faded signs that are in the parking lot right now.
They're color. And
I would make a motion that we allow the posting of the signs created by
Riverside,
and I will in the appropriate places.
Okay.
I'll do that. Post them.
But we're not going to the code of conduct. We're posting the signs.
Well, the code of conduct.
That would be a more almost permanent thing. So, so just posting the signs.
Posting this.
Okay.
Well, that. Okay, so
no, because I have to make copies first for the minute.
Grant group permission to apply for Vermont Community Foundation NEK fund grant in an effort to reduce the municipal obligation of matching funds for the Route 5A scoping study. Request the town of Westmore be a physical sponsor for the grant.
Peggy Zimmer again. I'm representing a man group, and I have a little summary of the grant, just so I don't have to talk as much. Maybe. So.
But I have this last drive. Thank you.
The idea is just the grant. One of our group members found this grant on the newspaper in June. It's a short fuse. It's due July 21st. And I'm asking the select board if he wouldn't mind if we would apply for this. It's up to $5,000. It would be used entirely to work down the matching fund that's required of us from the scoping grant that we received. I would also need the select board to act, or the town to act as fiscal representative, because we're not a 501c3. So with this, with the donations that we're receiving, and with our work with the ice out machine, our goal is to work down that $10,000 20% matching fee for our scoping grant study over the next year or two. And this grant, as when I was talking to the person who's in charge, she felt that we were a good fit for this. It's benefited communities in Caledonia, Essex, and Orleans County. And it says on the website, we're looking to support projects that have emerged from the community, the local community, and are projects that are in direct response to community need, which is what we're working on, the 5A calming, making 5A safe. So it's completely online. So what I gave you was what I'm going to, if you approve it, what I'm going to be typing into the computer over the next week, because I can't give them hard copy. I also have to give them that simple spreadsheet that I made that has some narrative, but it they wanted our financials for the ramp group, and our ramp group has no financials. We have no money. So it was easy to do. They also need the financials for the town, and John said he can get me a public document for that. And they need that form that says you'll act as the fiscal representative. So hoping that you'll allow us to apply for this so that we can work down this commitment we have.
Okay. Anything we want to do here? You want any questions or? Well,
maybe does the town have any responsibilities as serving in that capacity? Or are they just we doing it under their name?
Not just under their name.
Okay.
Because we're not
a 5A. So we're not asking you to do anything for right. us, but merely to allow us to apply.
And there's yeah. a it's 5,000. Yeah. There's a chance, you know, high in the sky is 5,000. That would be great, but
okay. My question is just that all documents associated with that have to be public documents within this
yeah.
within like this building. Just everything associated with applying for the grant, or they're all public documents. And if the town is the fiscal sponsor, they have to make their way into this into our records. And I just all the documents associated.
Okay. Well.
They're public because they're the fiscal agent. That just as the records keeper, that's my
so
concern.
We have to have records of everything that you submit and correspondence. So we can
in the packet, I'm not going to change a word. It's that's you have everything except for this fiscal report from the town.
Yeah,
but we'll keep a file here of everything as the fiscal agent.
Okay.
Thanks. So what's up?
Yeah, if there's nothing that they need from us or that puts us on the hook for any additional funds, this can only help pay down our commitment. So I would make the motion that we permit the ramp group to move forward with the application for the NEK fund grant.
All of them favor.
And also sign as a fiscal.
And sign as a fiscal.
There.
Whatever word you
agent.
Use.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And there is a place for David to sign. And Bill, you seconded that?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Today is 7:13?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. We're all set with us? Uh-huh. Okay. Patty Lucas, North Beach, E. coli, and the Beast.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to allow me to speak. Patty Lucas has been a lifetime person who has enjoyed the lake and a 20-year homeowner in Brownington, enjoying North Beach in the summer. I appreciate all that Westmore has done as stewards of keeping Lake Wilderness safe and clean for everyone to enjoy. The recent closure of the North Beach earlier this season because of E. coli sent alarms up that everyone should be concerned about. And this leads me to the current issue of waterfowl populations at the North Beach. While waterfowl are a natural point, a natural part of healthy lake ecosystems, problems arise when large numbers congregate in one area. Their droppings can greatly contribute to increased bacterial levels. One adult goose produces approximately 1 to 2 pounds of feces per day. There are significant numbers of geese and ducks on the North Beach, which means large numbers of pounds of fecal material are on the beach each day. While raking the beach helps clear the waste, it also puts it deeper into the sand. And when it rains, it goes into the lake anyway. People feeding the cute waterfowl greatly increases the problem. It leads to higher bird density, longer stays, which means instead of them dispersing to naturally forage for food, they remain where the food is readily available. Larger residential flocks are there because of the reduced migration, and more droppings are near the water. I don't want to eliminate wildlife, but we need to understand that excess populations affect the lake health. While I'm aware these geese are not the sole contributors of E. coli levels, there seems to be a direct correlation to the increased geese population and the larger E. coli numbers. Feeding the geese seems to be the first problem that could be addressed. Signage stating that feeding the waterfowl is prohibited and education as to why is a great first step. Dog deterrence in the morning and evening is also a beginning. Finally, for those who are skeptical that the geese are the problem, a test called microbial source tracking, or MST, can be done that uses DNA markers to identify the source of the pollution. If our goal is to reduce E. coli in the North Beach, focusing on treating the water isn't practical. We must focus on preventing the large amount of fecal matter from entering the water to begin with. Thank you for your time, okay. For listening. Totally.
Thank you. So, I got comments too.
I do too. So obviously I see this on a daily basis, and the amount of geese that are on the North Beach this year are triple what they've been in years past.
Yes.
I did a little research about what we can do. And so the state, because it's a federal migratory bird, it's a Canada goose, there are very specific rules and regulations as to what we can do and how it can be done. The first they call hazing, which would involve dogs that won't kill the geese but will chase the geese off. The second is decoys, for lack of a better term. They are outlines of dogs that you place every so often. They blow in the wind. They work for a short period of time. If you keep moving them, they work longer. Geese are extremely smart, so once they realize that the dogs don't chase them, they will come back. The third thing is they make a material, a food, that will make the geese ill. It doesn't hurt them long term. It will make them feel lethargic. It will make them feel just as if we were sick. And geese, when they find that their food source is contaminated, will go someplace else. They will go someplace else, right? Once that is all done, if none of that works, you call the Vermont state, they'll send a biologist out, they'll do some work. If you've proven that you have done all of those things, you can show receipts that you've bought the decoys, you bought the food, and you've done all this, and none of it has worked, they can authorize more extreme steps. But it has to start with literally had us to start with dogs and dog decoys.
It should start in the spring before
it,
they...
And it should start before they hatch. It's much easier to start before they hatch, but there's still some success after they hatch. But it is a constant battle that you have to do. And I'll put it out there, but if the board wanted to spend a little bit of money on the decoys and the outlying dogs, I'm happy to move them on a daily basis. I'm right there. I don't think we would want to buy enough to cover the whole beach. We want to probably check a section and see if they actually move. I'm pretty sure they're going to move. Let's just say I did some non-scientific experiments in my own time. but didn't hurt any, but you know, that would be an option to start so we can start documenting our efforts to get them someplace else.
That food is, that's not poisonous to cases.
It is not poisonous. I read the ingredients. There's different ingredients in it that you would find with people eating out on the beach right now, but there's additives in it that will cause them to feel sick. But I mean, there's bran in it, there's other stuff, but it affects their system in such a way that they'll feel, once they go there a couple of days and eat it and feel bad, they'll eat. And it's not supposed to add anything extra to what they're already producing.
That's my question.
So,
I mean, is disturbingness in the spring any possibility?
Well, it is, but they don't always nest in the exact same spot. But unless they're hazed out of here, geese will typically go back to where they were born. So this number of geese, if it's not addressed, is going to go up next year. And it's going to go up the year after.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right on that. Because I raised geese for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they are smart. They mate for life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They always go back to the same spot to have their young.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're willing to do it, that's I think that's a good start. But we don't have a rec department or.
Yeah.
Anybody that's assigned to take care of
nuisance
animals.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to try it and see if we can help. And then again, we can start documenting. And if it gets to the point where we think from the state needs to come in and take a hard look at the benefits versus the problems, we'll have all the documentation in place to make that phone call.
Will we be able to buy some of this stuff from you? I mean, I have them coming up on my lawn too, and I have shovels full.
So
Gallagher's had when their son went out to clean up theirs, he had 11 shovelfuls of crap.
Yeah.
And
so
it's their uncle. There's like 30 of them.
I can give you the links. So
okay.
I can get you the links if that helps. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the decoys you can buy on Amazon.
Oh yeah.
The food. I forget where I found that, but
yeah,
I can provide the links. The decoys for three of them is $189 plus tax. And that would probably cover half the beach based on the spacing they're saying.
Are they just silhouettes?
Or? They're silhouettes. They're heavy plastic on a post and a spring.
Look down,
blow in the wind.
They don't always work.
Well, again, the next step are the ones that look like coyotes, but those are a lot more expensive.
We got ours off marketplace. But I'll move them. That's good to know.
So,
because they have jurisdiction over them.
We on the beach, they have jurisdiction over
them. But they own the geese.
That's Vermont's website that said we could do this.
Okay,
if you want me to call and talk to somebody confirm,
somebody else comes in and say, well,
I will call and have them verbally confirm that their guidance is up to date.
You're probably just going to drive them to somebody else. I mean, like the 18 that are on the beach will probably end up on your lawn.
It's 30.
Well, again, that's and that's something that could happen. The idea would be to dry them up to your fund.
I heard when I was researching the same thing, you can put like a string of fishing line, mm-hmm. but you got to put it down by the lake. Or, you know, but no, the little kids,
the kids will
get,
yeah.
they'll get,
oh, yeah.
you know, they'll trip over that. You can't do it.
Yeah. So,
but,
no,
so,
interesting.
Yeah. If somebody wants to make a motion to allow me to spend $200 in tax to order the silhouettes, I can do that. And if you want the food, that's like
$100. I'll give you $100.
Well, I'll move forward with that statement.
I will.
Again, so for $200, and we want the food now. Or?
Might as well get the food. Might as well hit it hard.
The food for $100.
And how much was the silhouette about?
Silhouette's $180 plus tax. The food was about $100 plus tax. I don't know if there's free shipping or not.
So why don't we put a figure that's above the figure?
Mm-hmm.
So three, like $350.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make motion, but spend $350 on geek card.
Yeah.
And I'll sign out.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well done with the team.
You shouldn't. Jason, you shouldn't have to pay tax because you're a municipality. So if you water it through.
I'll hook up with you then to get the order. Okay.
Yeah, let us know where we can get that food.
I will.
That was it. Oh, Carmen Anderson, defibrillator from Red Cross.
This is the defibrillator that we have received at the church, and it arrived 2-3 days ago. First of all, before I talk about that, we had first aid and defib training Thursday from 10 to 12, the fellowship hall. And you'll learn how to run this there and then. So stay healthy until Thursday. So we've worked it for a year for this, and it's finally here, and it's really nice. And so I took Elaine today over to the fellowship hall. We're gonna have it, I mean, at the church. We're gonna have it in the back. We're gonna keep it in the back, but we hate for someone to need it and it's locked up. So we have, we can provide Elaine the key for this and the door, the back door. And so if anyone needs it in town, anyone here in Egypt,
well,
if, you know, I mean, we hate to have it locked up if someone needs it. That's where we're coming from. So it's, you know, it saves lives. And so it needs to be inside.
Does the fire department have two,
have
correct?
Brand new ones.
So somebody would call also 911. I'm just saying if you're saying anybody in town comes here.
If you're having a meeting here.
A meeting, something like that, okay.
And someone needs it.
I understand that.
Yeah. How much time do you have, though?
That, thank you.
Yeah.
But if it's a meeting or if it's at the farmer's market or something close, that's one thing. But if it goes beyond, I don't think we can do that. I think that would
I have a question, Carla. As far as the training and the usage of it, so you're going to provide first aid and training?
Certified trainers will be here from the Glover crew will be here on Thursday from 8 to 10. And part of the training is that they bring them and you practice among them.
So are you giving me permission to hand that key to somebody? I guess that's a big question.
If they need it, yes.
If somebody comes in and says they need that and you're not...
Someone's dying.
I understand all that. But you also have to say, Elaine, it's okay to hand that key out to whomever.
Yeah,
you have to...
Key.
It's the church key. It's not...
Just,
so you have to be able to say that, because if I'm in...
In other words, it has to go on record.
That I can hand that key to whomever asked for it for that reason.
And you say no.
But that's what we're asking you. I agree. That's why.
If someone needs it. I mean, let them have it.
Have you thought over a glass case that
it came in a cabinet. The cabinet's been installed. You open the door and it beeps. Open the door, take it and go with it. Bring it to
it be highly visible? Because anywhere you have schools, they're highly visible. So.
Yeah, it's visible. Yeah. It's in the church.
It's in the back. It's in the back of the church. In the back room back there. And the key to the door is the back door. And
church.
It's a church. Yeah. And so here it is, and we just don't want it locked up over there if someone needs it here.
Carmen, you said 8 to 10 this Thursday?
Right. Did I say 8 to 10? I meant to say 10 to 10.
10 to 12, yeah. I'm sorry, I wrote down 8 to 10. 10 to 12.
10 to 12 Thursday here, the Fellowship Hall, training on this, and first aid training. You know, good training.
Good. You know, I used to have a key to the back of the church, to that room, and we used to lead meetings and stuff there. But someone didn't want me to have a key, you know, and because I live right across the street. And I mean, if it were like a weekend and, you know, she's not here.
I'm only here Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Thursday, that's to four. So.
I'm actually obviously there. If I'm not at home, I'm over there.
And I wouldn't want anybody racing to find a key from my person outside of work, because I think at that point.
Yeah.
It would be the fire department.
If you can get in the door, this is available.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I just want to make sure that's...
I just wish there was a way for
but we'll
for
do
this
the best
to be
we
used
can.
If someone needs it.
Definitely.
Well,
yeah.
It's too bad, you know, it's too bad if someone's dying here. It's too bad if someone needs it and it's right there.
I know it. Absolutely. And you can have it in, you know, a few minutes.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, would it make more sense if we had it in here? Because Elaine's here 3 days a week. I'm here 2 days a week. There's somebody generally in here Monday through Thursday. Would it make more sense to have it in here rather than having to get a key to go get it? Come here, get a key, go get it. You're limiting the set.
But then they're going to want a key to here.
Yeah.
And that's, we already have 20 keys out.
Outside of the building, key to the box. You
don't
need entry.
It can't freeze. One thing is, it can't freeze.
Okay.
It can't freeze.
There you go.
But is it something that the town could get their own through Red Cross or wherever?
We could do our safety.
Red Cross to the Newport Hospital to us. They give them up at the hospital to. The people who requested it, so I can help John if you'd like one. I can help him to get you one here, because you need one here.
Yes,
you
I agree.
One. You need one
I think having it in two separate locations
but
and remembering the fire
department. It's a year, so somehow until you get your own.
What?
No, it's all fine. Yeah. I just want it to be known that don't go knocking on somebody's door for the key. Get the fire department. That, you know, that's, I think that's a pretty important point. If they can get there faster than a person down the street. That's all I'm making that point.
Yeah.
If
the first call if somebody has an emergency should
is
be
911. Then if we're here, we'll do what we can.
Yeah.
But 911 is where it should be. If we're here, that's fine.
Maybe it's worth asking or incorporating the town. The town guys who have access to, we could give them access to the station. It sits right, there's two of them. One sits, the first thing you see when you walk in the door is the bat.
Actually, if you put it in that walkway between
the
two.
Put it in the walkway.
And then
we have two of them.
Yep.
And it could be in the walkway.
So
the
that's
town
that,
guys,
that's there.
Have, you know, they're here 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
They're often there. They could have it in no time.
Is that walkway heated enough during the week?
Yep.
Where's the walkway?
It's a tiny little
shed
breezeway.
No, it's a breezeway.
No, it connects the fire department to the town garage. It's about the size of a bathroom.
It's over there, though.
Yeah, it's over there. Yeah.
I'm talking about here.
I think we should get one here. I think maybe our safety grant.
But that could be another option.
That's a map for the beer.
Immediate option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but I know, I do know where it is.
We have
showed me. And I have a key.
Yeah. So if somebody requests the key and somebody's in danger,
I can
she authorize you to give them the key,
okay.
And we can look at getting another one for
here.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
Good
for, yes.
Okay, so we're all set. Okay, Northwoods requests select board approval for the Westmore Mountain Challenge to be held Saturday, September 26th from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
So I forwarded you their packet, and I think it's very thorough, as they always are. So they're asking for your approval. They sent a certificate of insurance. They're aware of the donation. I mean, they have a parks and rec permit already. Glover EMS notified. So you don't need to sign in. We just need approval in the minutes, and then I can let them know.
I'll make a motion to approve the Westmore Mountain Challenge.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the next one is contract for Richard McAllister needs select board approval.
Well, this must be like John has for all the other contractors.
It's the town
That's proof of
contract.
insurance.
Yeah.
And Callie always gets the proof of insurance and the other hold harmless paperwork. It might not be attached, but she gets the whole package because then we're audited by VLC, by PASIF. So she gets the full package.
I'll make a motion to
You all sign that one.
approve the contract for McAllister's.
One second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
That October 6th, Vermont Community Leadership Summit nomination for community member to attend.
And this is where Pam Kennedy went last year. I don't know if you have somebody in mind or anybody has somebody in mind or if somebody would like to go.
I'm too old. I'm going to be 80. You know, I can hardly do what I'm doing.
So we can put it out there. I can put it on the website if somebody's interested, or if you hear any names, that there's no cost to that person. It's a day.
Where?
Not where is this one? Univer Castleton, Vermont State
Castleton?
University,
Not
October 6th.
good golf.
That's what it is. I've golfed down a few times around
There. Old business, boat walk.
And the only reason I put this on here was to finish up decontamination boat wash. I want to put the folder away if we're putting the folder away. Are we moving forward with the state possibly up there or not? Or is it still in flux?
Good question.
So I thought I'd ask.
Well, I think Cameron kind of said, from what I've heard, it was over.
Yeah, I'm going
Right?
So I just wanted to that on the record.
I was stopped. I was stopped from doing it, so it's over.
Okay, so we are not moving forward with the boat wash. Yeah.
Far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we have a hand raised here. Mary had a question.
I didn't have a question. I actually just wanted to apologize that I was late. I lost track of time. And so when the listers came up, I wasn't here and I didn't know if anybody had any questions.
I very simply said we had gone through it before and you sent that plan and we're in compliance with we've hired assessors and there's a plan in place. I don't know if you want to add to that.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you.
So that's no action taken on the Okay. North Beach Electric and Shed update.
Did you remember that piece of paper I gave you?
8x10, 1875.
Yeah.
I don't have a piece of paper, but I
Yeah,
remember where it
that's what
was.
for Amish shed for North Beaches.
Now, I went over to Casmere.
Yep.
Have you ever been there to see the toilets? Any of you?
I don't drive around just to look at toilet.
Well, yeah,
Sorry.
no, I didn't go there for that. I was just driving around and I said, well, public beach has toilets. So I went there and I went to the bathroom. Well, I want to tell you something. It is slick. I learned a lot.
Flush it and everything.
Plant toilets.
They have water.
Water, plant toilets. You can't do anything with them, as far as vandalism. They're in a shed that's not heated or anything. It's just a shed built. And they must, I don't know whether they have a tank, how they work it, but well, you could put a same thing we got out front here. There, you got now the only thing you'd have to do, the big expense is drill the well for water.
What kind of toilets are they, Dave?
Huh?
What kind of toilets
Just
are
a
they?
regular toilet.
Just regular
Just
toilets.
regular toilets. It
Okay.
just and they were they were
How many did they have there?
one, two, three. I think I know there was three in a row. And then there was another shed over here about might have two. I didn't know. I didn't go for it. Maybe people were in there.
You don't know if they have leach fields or anything like
That's what
that.
I don't know.
Well, that and then somebody's obviously going through and cleaning them.
Well, it doesn't, what I'm getting at is this, you'd have to do a study on this to see what it's going to cost. But I had to really, they were really clean and so.
Would that affect us putting in the Amish style shed to house the electrical though?
I don't know for sure whether you. It doesn't take. I think all they had was a cement pad. I don't think there was a tank underneath. That's where I didn't, to call a town clerk there and find out what how the system works,
Yes.
and so on and so forth, get more information. I don't know. But I was
Was
impressed.
there lights in the
Oh
yeah?
yes, oh yes. It was. I mean, it was clean. It was cleaner in some places where you go into a garage
Yeah,
or a filling
grab.
station. Yeah, toilet paper. I think it didn't have a hand wash. Be over that way, Bill. Take a look.
Yeah, but
You should get out.
Yeah, they have a golf course in very large.
Well, you go to the golf course. Yeah.
That's a good place out the shed.
But that's what you could find. You don't mark that down really. If there's
But
somebody about checking on
yeah,
the
town
worker
file, yes.
about.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, the electric, I was kind of waiting talk to Jason and find out like the neighbors because where we want to run overhead, we'll have to get either we will or they will have to get permission for a right of way because the power pole that where we've been getting power isn't on our lane. So we'd have to go like 50 feet across someone else's land to get to our new pole. And so,
You can't run
yeah.
overhead. I don't think you can run overhead, but you go ahead.
Well, behind the basketball court?
Yeah, behind there, where the parking lot is. I don't know.
No, that's
No,
what we're thinking
we were
is
thinking right behind that basketball court,
put pole in.
putting an Amish shed, the poles on the back side, and then just run overhead
That's it.
right there.
Yeah.
Be a lot cheaper than the underground running to that old building that we've got now.
Yeah.
It would probably be tearing down if.
Well, I'm just, that's something that's, I know we've spent, what, I don't know how much money per year on that toilet system over there, but this is something you
Yeah,
have
on the
to
portal.
look at.
Yes. Elaine, if I need a check, the parking application fee is $250. You can write a check anytime if I fill out the
I
application.
do. You have to okay it. The
No.
board has to okay it, but I have
Did we
signatory.
okay it?
I thought we okayed it last
You,
meeting.
we okayed up to spending, yeah, for you to
Yeah.
move forward with the
But you can write a
application.
check out anytime. It doesn't have to wait for another meeting.
If you tell me you're the
Okay.
boss, it should be okay.
Okay. Well, we okayed it the last
You
meeting,
won't
right?
pay it, but you know how you won't can't purchase, but then the checks always come by you before they go
Yeah.
out. So if you say, Lane, I authorize you to write a check.
Yeah, I mean, it's about a 10-page application.
Is it in the minute?
It's in the minutes that you authorized the expenditure. Yeah, but then usually the checks come by you and you okay the checks. So you'd have to just okay that I write a check. Or else I could say
We
I
can make a motion
yeah.
to have, make a motion to have,
That Elaine signs a check or
I'll sign the chat, and then that way it's in the minutes.
I'll second
that.
So David, and that is before next meeting, right? Is that why?
I just didn't want to waste 4 hours filling out this application and then say, oh, can you get a
To
check?
write a check for the Barton Electric application. Okay, I just want everything official.
And on the Amish shed, they said if we decide to go a little, they can go a touch smaller or a touch bigger. It's just a little bit of money difference. But they can do something as quick as end of August. How does that sound? That work with something? It'd be Levi Miller. If you know where Schoolhouse Road is, the first Amish place there, the ones that have the donuts.
So what's the construction company made out of?
It would be all wood.
Cedar?
I would assume so.
No.
But
No, fir.
I don't
You're
know.
gonna have pretty lumber underneath those,
They're normally treated skids.
Treated
Yeah.
skids,
That's what
but
I mean.
yeah.
You need to make sure because if you don't have that in 8, 9 years, you're gonna be.
Yeah, they're normally treated skids, built on top of, and then
Wanted up on cinder blocks or something
the gravel base.
Yeah, stone. Yeah. Gravel and stone, the water just stays right away from the bottom
Yeah.
of it. Okay. So what was the motion here?
The only motion, there was no motion yet to purchase it. To purchase
Okay.
anything yet. That was just the update.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm not
Yeah,
sleeping in
if you kind of want to see how the power
yeah, we want to see
lines
the
up,
power
then we
unit
can do it.
available. Okay.
If it's half the price of doing underground, then we can buy the shed. It's because we're getting the shed for free.
Right.
Okay, what's that?
I have my hand raised about the electrical thing.
Well, Donna has her hand raised. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just questioning about the electrical, both when you fill out the application for Barton Electric and also when you put out the bids for the electric company. You can ask them the existing electric, what's wrong with it and what caused it. Because when I get bids for my things, the contractor actually would tell me, because I'm also
Can you
taking.
speak louder, Donna? You're going in and out.
Sure. Could be the connection. I'm just asking if when you do the electrical, both on the application to Barton Electric and to the bids for the actual electrician that's going to do the work, when they decide whether you should go underground or aerial, they can take a look at what happened and they can put that in the thing because really it happened after Comcast and you're not out of the deadline of holding them responsible. All you need is someone saying, well, we can do it where it was. This is what happened. And that's in the interest of our town, saving money for the taxpayers.
Yeah, I'll ask John Morley
I appreciate that.
when he
Thank you.
lines up if he can figure out what happened to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, the next one I think is LWCF inspection update.
If there's any.
Oh, no. I took the pictures. I just have to drop it off so it can be sent.
Okay.
And thank you for getting me the address.
We can thank Mary.
Okay, so now we're Orleans Sheriff Department contract. I don't do you want to just table that and go on the executive session for later? Well,
Yep.
here's it. Okay, RFP for Okay, so RFP from Orleans Fire. Do you want to wait on that one and have that incorporated with the other one?
Yeah, I think all three of them will go to executive session.
Okay, Larry Smith, risk management report, suggested corrections date by 16th of August.
And I'm not sure where my paper is. I just wanted to, I know the fire department said they had acted on some of that stuff. It's more Dan, I think I have to speak to. There was little stuff with the building, which I made a sign, you know, the sign we were supposed to put out front, which I no pounding or so I made that sign for Dan, and then we have to put tape on the floor 36 inches out from the electrical panel so nobody stores anything there. And then I think it's Dan had a couple things, and there was stuff at the, oh, the building. You're going to have to decide. There was the crossing area. All those things came up when he was visiting. So I don't know if you want to address them, or if that's on hold, sort of.
I think so. From my perspective, I think we need an update from Dan as to what he has left.
Yes, okay.
The fire department took care of the steps that had stuff stored on, and their extinguishers are scheduled for inspection. They reconfirmed that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know Dan and I were actually talking about fire departments or this morning when I talked to him. He was saying that Larry Smith's, because he knew you guys were going to be here, big thing was the monthly checkoff on the extinguishers. Yes, the extinguishers are okay, but if they're not checked monthly,
You just look at mine, you just put a little tag on it, and every month you sign your
And
name,
when
your
you do
log.
them, I was told by the state fire marshal, do not do 7/13 of 26. Just do your month and your year. That way, if you're not there or if you miss a month, it covers your butt for a little bit of time. Yeah.
And then the other piece for them was the electrical cords that were on the floor, but they can't do anything with it until we got information for providing outlets overhead.
Yeah.
So
And is that happening
That
or?
Dan
Dan
was
was working.
Oh, so I have to ask
yeah. So
Dan.
yeah, we need the
Okay.
update from Dan on
Yep.
And then something about branches behind the little building over there. There are
couple of dead trees.
dead and dying branches.
Trees.
So is that a Dan? That's a Dan thing?
It is, but they're in the brook.
I think you're
So,
allowed to. We can look at the shoreline. Well, that's the shoreline. That's the 250 feet from the lake.
Ethan knows now.
Ethan, I think it'd be a Andy Burley
And it
thing.
does say something about dead and dying. So we can ask Andy.
Or Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
It
That's
might
it.
be a state.
I know where the insurance company's coming on.
Yeah, they don't want it falling on the building.
Yeah.
Possibly then money.
Okay, so are we all set there?
And then I'll ask Dan. I'll catch up with Dan. Okay. Dana. Yes.
Okay. Culverts on road forward.
Yes. So Dan had wanted to, he said there's 10,000 in the culvert budget. He would like to get authorization to spend that 7,000. As he's down to culvert and a half in the yard up there. So he had.
Could we wait till September to get money coming in, or does it matter?
At least till August. At least till August before we spend on
In other
that.
words, next meeting, I don't know, it may quite make August, is it?
Well, even if we say August 1st, you won't get the bill till September.
No,
They're
they
Okay.
get it in really quick.
Yeah,
That was we sort of the same on the paving and just do.
but usually you have net 30 on front
Not
yard.
No,
oh,
nobody does that
really?
anymore.
It's like 14 days along
14
to that.
days. No.
Okay, so we'll have to table that for the next meeting.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, throw it over her door. Estimate.
So you had asked to get it with both of those items installed, and that is the estimate with both of those items installed. operator was actually part of the lift master operator.
And that's MERP.
That's MERP eligible. And then there was a quote we gave us earlier for $3,200.
I you didn't get that
I know, but we I think that was approved. I think that was approved before when we never gave him the go ahead. We can check that in a minute. But as long as he's coming out, we should have it. And that was put insulation on the sides and the bottom.
And that was right.
And that was more.
But even MERP, we have to pay for
But if
it.
you're placing the bottom,
Yeah, but.
some of the door bottoms with this, right?
Yes, so
So you
the
wouldn't need the
3,200 would
bottom.
be less,
Correct.
should be less.
Yeah.
Nice thing about MERP is they pay like they pay really fast.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
So.
do you have the figures on that? I don't know if I gave it all to you again.
I know I got that through the email. Did you guys get?
I haven't been knowing it. No.
How much is that quote for the
15,000, $20. Right?
Yeah.
You want to tell them wait till September?
August.
Wait till what?
Wait till August to do the work.
I got one question. You're going to kill me, John. Oof. If we're that tight that we're. I mean, something like this, you push them off to August, then you push them into that means they're probably going to do the work September, October, because usually they're booking out a little bit.
Let's see how much they are booking out.
Because the problem is that's when you've got the guys at the garage trying to get plows ready and whatnot for
Right.
winter.
Right. In August?
Nah, they shouldn't be
It
doing
shouldn't
that
be
till
August.
October.
September,
October.
October.
Dan's always told me October, because that's when we started MERP. He said you can't have them coming in October last year.
Is there a time frame on this as far as the price?
Oh, good question.
That's a good question too.
Is
But
it on there
on
or
this day,
good for 30 days.
Troy
You
does
go
a fair
ahead.
amount of
You're good at
business, but he may not be
that.
able to do it till then, so we could just see what his scheduling is. I don't want to, I'm not going to the bank. I can't go to the bank until the tax forms go out to get a tax anticipation bill. If the taxes are going to go out in August, I'm going to push to get the paving refund back in. I just don't want to get stuck.
Yeah, or is the surplus gone?
Well, there's surplus in the
Or is
cash.
there?
I'm talking about cash. Or
Okay.
tied on cash,
Okay.
not the surplus.
Okay.
Because we're in the
No,
right
that's what I
now,
was trying to
we're in
figure
the
out
I
is
think we
if
need to
we're in
find
the.
out that.
We don't send the tax bill out,
Because
and
they
we're
may want to
coming up on the seventh or eighth
refund
month without having
the
tax
money.
bills, so
Yeah. I
we're
ordered a
pretty
garage
burned.
door
We're
problem,
going
and I said,
fumes till we get the tax
don't
bill.
come till September.
Yeah.
He told me how much it was, and
They buy the price.
yeah.
Yeah, you could find out on that by the airport
Okay.
what the price of. We'll do it. What you want to bring that back to the board on the in August?
Yeah, or what's the next meeting? The
July
20, June
27th.
27th,
Yeah.
July 27th?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it then? And if we can find out
Yeah, someone make a call to him and just say,
okay, what's your
what's your
schedule?
schedule? Did you want to do it
Yeah.
now?
So somebody will do that, Naughty
Yeah,
Lane,
I'll call
correct? Thank you.
him.
Just wanna.
The other thing we'll go on with the tax saying that this is next week. That
When?
could be $30,000
When's that?
next 30, a week from this Thursday.
Okay.
Well, we knew when we did the budget last year, we were running it tighter.
We were running tight,
That was our plan.
yeah.
Okay, you're all set, John, everybody. Okay, request to have Eric paint the front porch railing, municipal building. Some shingles also came coming off. Need ladder, no ladder needed.
It's basically these railings right here on the porch.
In the
You
front
can
here.
stand, yeah, and then standing on the ground, it's the shingles right
Yeah.
here. So no ladder is needed.
I know Dan had said there's a couple things like the posts at North Beach are getting, the gate and whatnot, it's getting pretty dingy. We could have them do some little projects like that that the guys' time can be better used in other places.
Okay.
And we have the money for
Oh gosh, I guess a can of paint. Yeah, I'm not sure. how much exterior paint is, $100.
Okay.
Somewhere around probably $70.
Just in case I get the good stuff.
She was getting the stuff in my hope not take 2 gallons.
And the brushes and the whatever. And the shingles. I don't know about those.
Speaking of paint, who decides when the roads get painted over
Oh,
on the beach?
you're the second person to ask about that.
That's a good question. I don't,
Yeah.
because with the paving, I don't know if that's part, if that was part of Pike's bid.
When I asked Dan, he said the state's responsible for the yellow lines and they'll do it when they get to it. But if we want the white lines painted, we have
We
to
have
paint
to paint.
those and pay for those.
We just want to make sure the state doesn't
So
paint
we
it
want the
down
white
the
line
middle,
too, because we want
because
to
that would
separate
ruin our
out that.
plan for.
I thought you were putting
Because there's eight,
delineators
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
What happened to the delineators? Aren't you sticking something in there?
We've talked about that.
You okayed it.
Well, I guess we okay.
Okay,
But I mean, it'd be better to get it painted first before
I
you.
just did. I was waiting for to see them because I'm seeing cars parked there.
It works.
Sorry.
What they have down at the south end seems to be
Oh,
working good.
yes.
And they had just
Things stuck
holes that
in.
sit on the ground as far with a rope.
Yep.
Okay, all set.
So, can I have a motion, I guess, to spend up to $200 for painting and allowing Eric to do it?
I'll make the motion to authorize $200 for paints and supplies and allow Eric to paint the railing and the other areas as needed.
One second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so now the next item is liquor permission, liquor control, consideration of the liquor permit application. Select board acting in its capacity as local liquor commission, approval needed.
So I just want to note to you, Vermont Mobile Spirits, they had originally put it in 3 to 11 p.m. And I did mention to them that the board usually okays the permits conditional on no alcohol being served after 10. And she said, fine, they would, it wasn't a problem with them. So just because that's what you kind of do for everybody.
Yeah, that'll be changed then.
I will approve it because their event is this weekend. I think July 18th or soon, but we can approve it with the permit conditional that
Well,
you
I'm
know.
getting out of putting it in the minutes.
Yes, I'll
Yeah.
put it in the minutes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. It's on, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve both with Vermont Mobile Spirits condition of no alcohol served past 10 p.m.
Everyone second it.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the local citizen business
Well,
question.
we have one, this one, that grant that I had asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the highway grant, Eric Pope.
Thought we already, no, we didn't.
Oh,
We okayed adding it.
network fee.
Yeah, we added it, but we didn't.
That was really.
I'll make a motion to approve the signing of the
Agreement, yeah.
grant agreement for Route 16 and Newark.
And it's the highway grant through Eric Pope.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
No, it's not even just you. No,
I'm not
no,
sure. Where's my little sticky? Where are my little stickers?
can I steal one of these waters with me?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
You can
No,
have one. You don't
I
have
have
to.
one. Someday we'll have air conditioning. That'd be nice.
I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah. I thought that's what I was told last week.
Here.
Think.
Tomorrow you'll be told next week. Evil, which is not here. I'm saying, come down and catch fish.
So now we need to go to the local citizen business
Yeah.
questions and discussions.
Mary, you have your hand raised, but I think you just forgot to put it down. So I don't have any questions here.
Okay, so correspondence.
Just they wanted us to announce that there are free summer meals for children on 18 and under on Wednesdays at Lake Region High School. That's all children, 18 and under. Seven breakfasts and seven lunches, so it's pretty good. And then I just wanted to let people know there's a Vermont Covered Bridge Week, August 1st to the 8th. I have a link if anybody's interested to see what it's all about. And then the household hazardous waste. We were not, Westmore did not have a date this year with any KWMD. So they are just saying now we have, it's best to make an appointment down there. They are charging for some of the stuff that they didn't charge before. So, but it's pretty easy to do. We brought a lot of paint down there and we made an appointment. It was easy. So.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go to propose executive session for the municipal fire and rescue service contractual. And select board find that premature general public knowledge would clearly place the public body or a person involved at a substantial disadvantage. And that's the reason to go into executive session. So we're going to do the fire executive session first.
We're going to do the fire first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That way they're here.
Yep.
Was that a motion?
Yeah, I can make a motion about that.
So motion to exit. Okay.
At 7:31.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, are you inviting them into the executive session or no? Or they'll come after? I'm not sure how you.
I think we. I would recommend we talk first and then invite them in.
Okay.
It's just.
So everybody has to leave, and then we'll come get you when. And I have to.
I called my wife. She said, in order to get a PDF of the application, she needs to submit all the required components. And this is one of the required components
to move forward.
Submit it, yeah. But the thing is, it's basically we're asking a lot, and then with Act 250, they'll put constraints on it. And I don't think you need to be involved in putting constraints because. There are people who are concerned, our neighbors, you know, some issues on that, like Tim was saying, but the permit says, maximum, most of them will have a few. We just want something to do when we're retired. That's our goal. We're not. We have enough money to be happy.
But they'll put the limits on if they want 10 weddings or.
They will, and that's what they did at the wedding bar and up. We put the Act 250 guys to do that versus you guys. You guys are busy on lots of different things.
Yeah,
but if you think we should tax us more, then tax us more. But this is an application. This is not the product. And even once we get the product, we're not going to use it all. We'll be less. It's always less.
Okay.
But we do want to get. There's a floor designer who not. Westmore Society asked me about have classes of farming or something, and I can't invite people over there to a public thing unless we have Act 250.
So you're saying it's hard for you to do to get us the Act 250 permit?
What the problem here is we're in a
second
session.
And we tabled that.
We've tabled it. So
okay.
Yeah, because you know it's like that we're in a time frame. So
okay.
We go in and then we come out. And I don't want to get us into trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So it will come up next agenda.
Yeah, because we tabled it. So
it'll come up next agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
And the PDF of 34, it's basically we ask for a whole bunch of stuff and then we know we're gonna get less.
Okay.
So thanks. And that's what we should say next or
next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the police contract. I don't think I have to be here for that.
Good God.
I have to put everybody in the waiting room, just so you're aware. Pause.
There could be people down like to know what's going on. He's telling me.
I think people are still on.
Donna Dezugis, Chris is still there, and Carol Casey might be.
No.
Okay. So everybody who was in the waiting room
Chris
is...
Plus the regulars.
So we're not muted, resumed recording, and everybody's in the meeting.
Okay, well, we're out of executive session, and somebody want to make a motion as far as...
make a motion to extend the current contract that we have with Westmore Fire and Rescue for 60 days in... to give us time to review the contract and give them time to review it a little better too.
I do have a question. So if you're extending the contract, a contract is usually two parties. Does that matter that they're not signing the extension? That's just a point.
So if he makes a motion and it passes,
then we
can ask them.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they will agree to provide the services for 60 days.
Okay. Same with what?
That's all.
So Isaiah motioned to extend the current contract as written.
Yeah.
With Westmore Associate Westmore Fire Association.
It's the current contract.
Yeah.
As of today's date. So.
For 60 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody want to second it?
Well, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Now I have to ask you, do you guys want to see a town meeting type thing and sit up there and answer questions or have people get in on the decision making, or would you rather just throw it at?
I think we'd be willing for to answer any questions. And,
community-based organization. I think getting up in front of the community and having them ask us questions is a great way to drum up some volunteers, to hear people if they have any complaints that we can address.
Or concerns
that we can address. I think it's actually a really great opportunity, and I think we'd love to do it.
That's why I like to do things.
Well, and sorry, Bill. I just wanted to chime in too that I would really like to bring anyone on the select board up to speed so that you can answer questions from the townspeople too. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to be operating on hearsay or assumptions. Like, I know you care about the town, and I hope you had the time to, maybe write us an email with your specific questions and requests so that you have the information to respond to the townsfolk if we aren't there or when we aren't there.
I think the outstanding question, though, to your part, the second party, is now that the board has...
We didn't vote on that.
Huh?
We got to vote on that.
You seconded it. Okay.
Did
we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought we did.
You're getting tired.
Yeah, because I know...
7:30.
Yeah. So the second part is, now that the board has asked or has agreed to extend the contract for 60 days, do we have confirmation from the Westmore Firemen's Association that they will continue to provide service for the next 60 days while you work through the contract and propose any amendments or additions?
We actually have a quorum of our board here, so we can say that we do commit to that if we...
Agree.
Chris?
Yeah, I agree.
Great.
So unanimous.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't do that because it isn't one.
Yeah. We are missing the president of the board, but she would agree.
She would agree too. Yeah, we
can't vote on her behalf.
Yeah.
We have to have it. We have to get that recorded.
I have it that she has a quorum, and then I'm just trying to figure out if we should give an okay to sign an addendum to extend the contract, or if we don't even have to go there, if this was enough.
Yeah, because this isn't.
This
is
not
a draft.
This is, and so, that's not the current contract.
The current
you, it is an addendum
to
say we extend the terms and then both sign. The minutes are enough. We're
I think
good.
You're all set as long as this shows up in the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and both parties have
both
parties,
both
parties have agreed, so we have them on record agreeing too.
Okay.
And it's on tape.
On tape, it's recorded.
Also, does this constitute a commitment to sign with us once this draft contract is amended to the satisfaction of all parties? Because that's how we can know that we can move forward with a lot of the things that we have in sort of like a holding pattern. We'd like to move forward with a lot of things that we have in a holding pattern, but in order to do that, we need to know we can do that responsibly.
I think if I can chime in, like one of the big things is buying a new fire engine. Like, I don't want to saddle the town with that expense if we're not going to, you know, be in existence in 2 months. And I would really like to buy this truck. I don't know if you had a chance to talk about it, but the folks in the room, but we made a $45,000 offer on a $65,000 truck, and they took it because they care about us, and I gave them our story, and they want to help us. But we can't go through with that if we're not going to be a department.
See, I don't know from a legal perspective that we can commit to signing a contract in 60 days that we haven't seen what the amendments are, and because what happens if we don't come to an agreement on one piece? And
yeah, no, that's a really good point, JP. And maybe what could function as some sort of commitment is if you as the select board could vote to approve us, even though we don't need your permission necessarily, as far as I know, but to support us in purchasing a new fire engine. JP, I think you understand the need and the value in getting a mini pumper. It's a quick attack, 1,000 GPM. Be awesome for some of these dirt roads and two tracks. and that E1 is old enough. It should be put out of service or sold.
I understand that, yes.
Yeah.
But
that gets out of our realm of responsibility.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be, if you guys buy stuff, that's not our.
I'm wondering if would a letter of intent serve? Like, could we each individually, we could have a letter of intent saying we intend to continue service while we negotiate a contract?
The only problem we got, we're going to have a town meeting. Right, Bill? You're the one brought it up.
My
bosses are the townspeople. So we give you the letter of intent. We have the town meeting, and I don't see him going against it. But then again,
they did vote to give us an appropriation.
Yeah.
Which I think serves in lieu of, well, I think it shows a community support for the department. In that way.
And being devil's advocate, I could also say that some of the stuff that got us here came out after that meeting. So would that appropriation been passed if this came out before?
It's a valid question.
And I know there's pieces, there's sides to every story, so don't get me wrong on that, right? I'm just saying that, like, to sign a letter of intent, I don't think we can do that. And I understand why you want it. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we can do that. If you want to buy something, I mean, that's under your governance. We can't tell you what to do. I understand why.
Yeah.
Slow playing. But I.
Yeah, sorry. Part of why I'm bringing that up is because, as I understand it, if we are closed down, you inherit all of our assets. That's my understanding. Is that your understanding?
So that's what the original contract says. And I believe the Westmore Firemen's Association bylaws state that also.
Correct. Yeah, that's I think where I'm seeing it too. So in that case, if we were to get municipal lending for this truck, you would also inherit our debt, which is why I wanted to talk to you and or make sure we're actually going to be a department. But if you're
Well, I don't think we would inherit your debt more. We just contract with you. That was the way the whole fire department was set up. We contract with you and
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
So,
asking questions, I guess, basically.
now, so the way that is written in the way that is written in the contract, and I don't have it in front of me, it says that we inherit what's left after all of your tax and
Okay.
financial obligations are taken care of in accordance with your
501c3.
501c3 status.
Okay, that
So
makes sense. Yep.
yeah, if you had it, if you acquire new debt, and again, I if you acquire new debt and you're doing it for the right reasons, you're acquiring new debt. And if you cease to exist, whether it's because of this or any other reason, your bylaws are going to govern that. And if your bylaws don't govern that, federal law over your nonprofit status is going to govern how those debts get repaid.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's so yeah,
That
that's
helps a lot,
governed by your
JP.
bylaws, not by we would yeah, if you take out a loan, we're not co-signing it.
No, good. So I guess what I'm hearing is we as the fire department are going to just have our own intent that we are going to continue existing and we're going to start, making some waves with our, big pushes and try to recruit, get into the town. But like Meg has said a couple of times, we're in this holding pattern. We don't, want to invite people to a slot that's going to be gone in 2 months. But at this point, I'm going to just start doing it, I think. And I don't know how the rest of the department feels, but we need to start moving. We can't wait. I think the town probably agrees you want us to do these things, but at the same time, we're afraid to do it because we don't want to do these big moves and then, have to renegotiate or get rid of things or dispossess things. It would be a lot. It would be a headache. So,
No, I mean, I think that's fair. I don't, I think we are sympathetic to that position. Me personally, I'm going to speak as a personal firefighter right now, not as a select board member for a moment. Go recruit.
copy.
Heard.
Okay, all set, everybody.
On that one, we're good.
Yes.
We understand what's going on.
Yes. 60 days. They're going to keep going. They're going to proceed. They're going to recruit. They're possibly buying some new equipment. They're going to send us an updated contract with their requested amendments or adjustments. We will negotiate that, have our lawyer look at it, and see if we can come up with something that's workable for everybody.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
What's that?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Select Board.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
And somebody should respond to EJ Rowell
Where?
on the proposal. Or
I will respond to him.
thank you.
Okay. I'll be back.
I can do that also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for keeping us so late.
We still got.
Oh, you're not done yet.
Oh,
No, we still got one more.
another conference.
Real time.
So you all contact EJ. So
yeah.
yes.
Did that come from EJ or did it come from John?
It was
EJ, I believe.
EJ brought it in, but John signed
Yeah.
it.
Okay.
John.
Good
Good
night.
night, guys.
I have John's number. EJ's has been.
All of the trustees actually signed it,
Okay.
but so.
I'll reach out to John and EJ
Okay.
directly.
Okay. Thank you.
There.
Okay.
Some feel
As
the younger
yeah, I mean, as far as the Orleans contract, I don't know that we need an executive session. We have all the information,
No.
right?
Right, for the share. Yeah.
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 Well, for
So
the sheriff.
for the share, yeah, for the
No, we
sheriff.
got all the information and we got the email back. I read the email back from her. Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah. So
I mean,
that, well, whoever wants to go.
yeah, I mean,
I think this is going to go quick.
yeah. So, I mean, she stated the same as before. She didn't want to sign any additional addendums. She pointed out that we actually have it in writing of her intent based on the email.
Which, yeah.
Her numbers were positive in June, based on what John had previously given us. I've seen nobody in July, but her email stated that she was not dispatching anybody here until we come to a conclusion.
No.
Hey, come here. I haven't seen them around at
all. Not on patrol.
No.
No. They may have been here if they're doing
I saw work. Them. I followed them yesterday, Saturday. Saturday evening, I came back from Derby and I followed them. But yeah, they might have been independent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will
It said a
say,
sheriff on it. I don't know if it was them or might have been Caledonia, who for all I know. I didn't really.
Yeah. So the question becomes, are we good with the intent in the email with the reduced hours from this year versus last year to move forward and use this as our sample year?
I guess we could do it and then just, if it don't work out, then next year it'll get tough. See what she does. So she knows how we feel.
Give her the last chance, and if she says no, then
What you're saying, sign. You're saying go forward with this, but
if
if
things
the
aren't
hours
this
don't
way.
if the hours don't match what we're hoping for, then.
Yep, then we'll try it without it.
No, this contract still starts first day of April until March 31st.
Yeah, and it's still going to because they
Okay.
billed us. They were here during those months. They were
Yeah, they
billing us
built
at
for,
that
yeah,
rate.
okay.
So it'll be just signed.
Okay.
No.
And so I'll keep it all together with the emails because that's part of.
Depending on how we vote.
No.
I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but it's a coin toss. Either give her the boot this year and say, well, thank you for your service. We're going to try it without, or give her one last chance. And then if it doesn't work.
And to make you aware, in checking with other options, there weren't any.
No.
Yeah, that's the trouble is.
All right.
David.
Okay.
You know, we can get you a little police cruiser. You remember that Crown Vic you had?
He would be good.
We'll give you
A blow of one down at the
we'll
bottom
give you a few hats.
of my
You'll
room.
have
Do
health
my
officer, select
and a
board member,
badge.
and oh, that will
Crown
help that help out. Don't even bring that one out.
Yeah.
I got a call from the paper on
Like you didn't have to do the water testing.
that. No, but he want to know about it, and I just told him right out straight. I says, I'm a health officer, but I really don't know what I'm doing. No, actually, I mean, I'm there because I'm a chair.
You were healthy.
Huh?
You were healthy.
Well, I don't know whether they wrote anything or not, but
On the job training with that job.
okay, well, let's move along.
Okay.
So
So
you
do we
have.
need a motion to sign that contract?
Yes.
Yes. Well, like the motion, I guess, to sign the sheriff's contract for this year.
For 290 hours at a rate of we had already received the rate. I don't know.
This yeah,
Oh,
68.50.
$68.50.
Yeah,
Okay.
lower.
So 290 hours.
Hey, somebody want a second?
68.50.
I'll second it.
18,
Okay,
90.
all in favor?
All
Yeah,
right.
we're done. I'm done.
Isaiah seconded it, right?
I
Okay,
guess
let's
so.
get the.
Oh.
Okay, so that's that.
Now, do you want me to reach out to her and let her know that it's coming, or?
Yeah.
Oh, they
So
have, you guys have to
you'll
sign
yeah,
it.
we'll sign it,
And
but
then I just usually send it to her.
yeah. So I'll let her know that it was signed and that it's on its way. I'll
Yeah.
let her know in the morning.
Okay.
Well, is that
That
everybody
month,
on that one?
no.
That bottom
Month,
one?
yeah.
No, it's not yours. No. If you want
I
to hand
came
it
in
over
with
tonight.
a pen and a pie
Okay.
later.
All right.
The minutes are not ready. I didn't have time to adjust what I had to adjust,
Yeah,
so we'll table
we'll
them.
table the minutes.
Yep.
Well, we have one more than
there's a place for three here. So that means that you got to make a little thing here. Somewhere somebody's going to. Now, this is supposed to be signed by the whole board.
Yeah.
Select person, put it here.
Well, other people can sign them.
Isaiah even has the last spot.
Jason, if you need pens, there's some in that top drawer.
Oh, I have one.
He has one.
Bill does.
Something's squeaking. Oh, that was the ball.
Right, getting out of it, you know. I didn't want to do that, David. She said that there was no addendum.
It's not the same.
David, she said we can't change the contract.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
I pulled in and looked at
that. Yeah, you've been up too long. I've been up too long, too.
Are we going to schedule a public meeting in the end? Was that going to happen?
On the
sheriff?
No, not the sheriff.
I mean,
fire department.
See, we're all been here too long.
Because then I have another question. We have some tax assessments and we have to schedule a BCA meeting, and my JPs aren't responding, so I need three people.
So when the.
What's good for everybody? A Tuesday morning or a Wednesday morning after 9:30?
Wednesdays are better for me.
Okay. Like, so I could do it
after 9:30, and then I can.
And then I need to give a 5-day warning on that. So maybe like the 22nd with that, do you think?
Of July.
Because it's all under time statute times. I have to do it within a certain amount of time, and then you have to.
Oh, 1 second.
Wait, this is for the
BCA.
Public input?
No, this is tax assessment. We have a BCA and select board as part of the board. And
so that's the 22nd?
22nd or 29th. They haven't filled.
22nd, how are you guys?
I'm good on 22nd, 29th. I'm not in.
What are you saying about you're not in Vermont?
No, but 22nd, I'm good.
I'm good anytime. That's the week my mother-in-law's visiting. I'll be here.
What?
You love Greta, don't you? Okay,
tell Britta.
So we're gonna put that down here.
So the 22nd, and you want 9:30 or 10? 10. So 10 a.m. BCA. It's a tax assessment. So far, we have two. Yeah, right. Thank you. Then I'll meet. And I have to give a 5-day notice. So 1, 2, 3, so I can warn it this Wednesday. Wow. Okay.
So when John's not in his office, Jason will be in his company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did this morning?
With
I got up and went for a ride with Dan.
Yeah.
All the way to Colchester for nothing. So that red back.
Yeah.
The power steering box one on it. They got a new one.
Which one's that?
The red mat.
The old mat?
Yep.
Yeah.
The power steering box went. So they got a new one.
Yeah.
They put it in. You turn the wheel.
Goes the wrong way.
Nope. You turn it a little bit and let go, and it would go all the way to the left. You turn it right a little bit, it would go all the way to the right.
No.
All on its own.
No.
It didn't come back to center.
No. It wouldn't stay anywhere.
You know what you need to do with that?
So they took it out and went to bring it back.
Yeah.
Supposed to be here this morning.
Huh?
It was supposed to be here this morning.
Oh, you went down to get it?
it never hits track because the dealership never hit emergency, so it never shipped on Friday.
Well, you know, I come up through today, I come up to from Center Pond up through by John Alexander's place.
Oh, you this thing too.
Yeah, and somebody was spreading gravel over there. You know?
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I don't know who it was. But I'll tell you something right now. When it rains tomorrow night, that's gonna be one hell of a mess.
Now, which road, which town, Bradenton?
Towards north.
Oh.
They,
okay, well,
I stopped and looked at the gravel pit where our piles of crushed gravel are.
Yeah.
How do they make such a mess when they brush it? I mean, it's like bombs have gone off in there. It
has no rhyme or reason why they piled what where. None.
And usually you make a pretty smooth from moving your loaders around, but it's like holes dug every which way. And then, you know, our pile of gravel, that brook runs, it runs right against our pile of gravel. That brook comes up, our gravel's going down the brook. It's like this whole thing.
What did you initial there?
Well, that's where the arrow was. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. Yeah, I don't.
So I don't. So 1323 to 1333 should be here. I think.
Well, I'm paying much attention at this time tonight.
So,
well,
for this long,
yeah,
could that be 1323 to 1333?
Well, let's see. Where's my warrant? And then I can look in the payroll folder. Oh, he sat right in front of him. 1323 to 1333.
Yep.
Yeah, he initialed that. Okay, so the other
I'm
thing.
I'm just taking your word.
Thank you. Somebody has to sign last meeting. The select board authorized the swamp water contract, but we didn't have it in front of us, remember? You approved it, so nobody ever came in and signed it.
Well,
only I'll need one of them.
I'll do the three Davids like I'm here. So, yeah. Although they okayed you to Brett, you just think if you could sign there. Gosh, so much paper.
I'll be with you in a minute.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to warn this meeting and a public meeting. We're not OER.
Well, let's wait till our next selectmen's meeting and we can discuss it.
So should I put
that for the fire department?
Yeah.
And we'll just do it on the agenda anyways because they'll bring back the contract. So we're going to do the fire.
But that's why I don't want to get into executive sessions. People start asking you, well, what went on? And it's like, well, we can't tell you.
Okay. I don't say that. I just play my own. Nobody asks about it. No, it's just don't. I don't know nothing. That's all I forgot.
If you say you don't know nothing, then that works.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Bill. What's the mower runoff from John? Is that for Erickson?
Yeah. Because I didn't want to buy one until we found out if Eric was going to do it. And he's done it twice. Yeah, you know, we probably should.
I got to say, because like if we do put a shed at the thing there,
yeah,
we could put it right in there.
Or put it at a town garage. Yeah, definitely think it's worth buying one if he seems to like doing it. And
he does a good job at it.
Yeah.
Mowing?
Yeah, push mowing at the cemetery.
I have one he can have.
You have push mowing? You don't like it?
I get everything with a zero turn or a weed whacker. Right. I can't use the push mower on that bank, so yeah. I'll kill that engine in five or six tries with the oil laying on it.
Yeah.
I have a Honda. I've been sitting out for the last 2 months, but it needs a new repo, so I've been and have it.
Yeah,
drop my yard.
Probably save our bucks on. No, or at all.
Yeah. He's had it for 2 months now. So
yeah.
I'll see how much a new recoil starter is for it. And
yeah. Bring up the drivers up there.
Well, yeah, you're giving them more to township bill, put a recoil on.
Do what?
I says if he's giving the mower to the town,
yeah,
you should be able to put get the recoil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Honda engine. Otherwise, it's going to just sit there and.
Yeah, hard. Hondas are good motors on those. Is it four stroke or two stroke?
Mm-hmm. It's four.
Mm-hmm.
If it was two, I'd be able to use it on the bank.
Yeah. That's what I used to mow the cemetery when I was like 18. We had the longboard.
Long boys, yeah.
Yeah, the two stroke.
Yeah, Bubba's putting that building down there. Looking at the guy.
Right,
that one's
done. That one's done.
No.
Huh?
Where?
Bubba's one that was on the burn.
Yep, they put a new building up.
But it had to.
I think Charles maybe dictated that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, burning. Yeah. 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 They were only going to pay him like half. If he didn't put a new building up.
Yeah, because sometimes I know on clauses in the charge, they said.
Yeah. That, the guy working it said they don't want to give him half the money if he didn't rebuild. But I guess all they're going to do is hire them.
Inspection.
Yeah. Yeah, not any bigger mechanic work as of that.
Okay. $26,000 to pipe. Down in Charleston, $10,500.
That's the winter fan.
Yeah, and that, Dan actually said they charged us 25 cents a yard cheaper than last year.
Really? I had a chance to buy that gravel pit when I was like 18 for it. It was like $15,000.
Yeah, the town had a chance to buy it too.
Yeah, that was a lot more. I mean, it probably would have been worth it.
It was like what happened there was like the town was
older. Wow. Exactly. I packed up all my notes to put the time adjourning.
Yeah, they were.
You want to get out of here?
They're here somewhere. I always do.
Okay.
So you have to okay the select orders.
Yeah.
Now make a motion to approve the select orders. Whatever number they have.
14.
14.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We and need a motion to approve the minute.
Minutes we're tabling because I have to fix them.
Finished.
Okay.
So but payroll, you said select orders and payroll.
Yeah. Instead of 14.
Like okay. I said, the transfer station.
I think I've got
that. Yeah, some complaint about cats on the balls.
There was also, did you see the one they sent Miriam?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming she took care of that.
So, yep. There's a bunch of bottles that say recycle with cap on.
Oh, yeah.
All the Pepsi bottles say recycle with cap on.
Well, yeah. They just, I guess it was Kevin because I dumped a bunch in the other day. And he said, just taking the caps off. You're not supposed to leave the caps on.
But we've got refrigerators.
You don't need that.
So I think
they are busy down there with,
I will make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
Aye.
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 Okay, so let me
7:30.
And the mayor.
No,
not sure how anybody thought.